If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7 The Fan.
Hour number two of this program on Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear, favorite female artist band, send requests, pause for text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, John Harbaugh, no longer head coach of the Ravens. New York Post, I saw we were watching in NFL Network. Here's Johnny. So maybe he becomes the head coach of the Giants. I was on Cleveland Radio with Carmen and Anthony, and they're like, should the Browns hire him? I said, hell yeah. You don't think he'd like to put it to the Ravens twice a year? But it's not my decision. But joining us now to talk about the news as it unfolded, surprising to most, from the Baltimore Banner. Let's welcome back to the show Gianna Hahn. First of all, Gianna, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, for those who cover the Ravens on a daily basis, when everything started to break, how stunned were you and your colleagues?
I mean, it makes sense when a team underperforms to that extent. But this isn't just like any team. I always thought it was interesting how fans have, for years, called for John Harbaugh's head, and it just never felt like a possibility in the building, from like team personnel to the actual players. No one really talked like it was something that could happen. And so, sure, we did our due diligence and we had our pre-writes ready, but when it actually happened, it felt really fast. Even just looking at the statement, it felt like the team felt like it happened fast. How often do you see an emoji in a statement? But yeah, it was definitely, even though it makes sense to a certain extent, it was still a shock.
Now, we can get into all the why did it happen and how did it happen so quickly, but reports were that Bisciotti or Eric, whomever, wanted Monken gone, and Harbs balked at that, or he wanted the whole coaching staff to come back in total. There was discord within the locker room. I mean, was there any sort of drama that leads us to believe that would be the case? Because we all assume from the outside that given Lamar's success individually and goes along with the team success, he and Monken were vibing like he had never vibed with anyone before.
Well, that's definitely not true. I don't know about the rest of it in terms. There are a lot of rumors out there right now about how this went down. I've been working to parse through some of them, trying to poke holes just to see which one holds up. So the biggest problem, I think, is in terms of knowing the truth, is Lamar, and he goes about things his own way. And if we don't hear from Lamar, especially doesn't feel like sharing, I don't know if we'll ever know the full story. And I know that like fans and people were pushing back that people were asking Lamar these questions right after a loss. But the thing is, Lamar doesn't have an agent. So if you don't ask him then, we all knew he wasn't going to make the interview. You simply might not hear from him unless he feels like it until OTAs, if he shows up. So you kind of had to ask him right then. He had the week before defended John Harbaugh, but then post-game he refused to say anything. So maybe there could be the Lamar Harbaugh discontent narrative. Maybe it could be, I've heard like veteran leaders were upset with Harbaugh. But certainly when I was in the locker room, it was more Monken discontent that I heard than Harbaugh discontent. No one was like avidly passionately defending Harbaugh or anything, but no one was also like complaining a lot about him or telling me this guy needs to go. So definitely, and we reported this earlier, there was discontent with Monken. Like, you don't see Monken and Lamar really communicating either. But like, Monken will say they have a good relationship in press conferences because he has to, but if you're like at practice stuff, you don't really see them talking to each other. It's usually him talking to T. Martin. So, but I think that went beyond Lamar.
So sticking with Lamar for now, I mean, what would you think his involvement may or may not be in the search for a new coach? Because, I mean, this is kind of new for the organization as a whole. 18 years goes without saying, but DaCosta hasn't been a part of this kind of thing. You know, Ozzie was here for the last one. You know, Bisciotti's been here for one. You know, it's kind of new territory for everybody.
Yeah, definitely new territory for me in Baltimore. I can't remember a time John wasn't the coach. I was alive during that time. I think, like, they do give Lamar a lot of power in this organization, right? And sometimes it can be hard to tell, again, because he's not out here saying anything. He's very down to earth in a way, in that, like, it doesn't seem like he'd be someone that is exercising his power over this organization, but we know he does, right? They built the whole offense around him. We know that Eric listens to his thoughts about draft prospects. And so he's also just a unique character. So if you're choosing to stick with Lamar over Harbaugh, then you need someone that's going to mesh with Lamar. What that looks like, I'm not sure, because I don't know if you want someone that's going to be buddy-buddy and, like, kowtows to him. But also, at almost 29 years old, I don't know if you're going to bring in someone who's going to, like, be a strict disciplinarian, because I think if you were going to do that, it had to happen when he was younger and not very set in his ways. So certainly, you're going to have to find someone that has some sort of chemistry with Lamar, and that is a very unique thing to have to do.
Now, what do you think's next for Harbaugh here? Because the two immediate teams that are generating the most headline buzz right now, Giants and Browns. Bob and I think that either one would be a good fit. Are you in on that? That those seem like the most natural for now? And if there was one that had an edge over the other, at least on paper, what would you say?
Yeah, I think for now is a good statement, because what they said, like, there were, last I saw, 9 teams interested, and there were only 6 openings if you don't include the Ravens. So certainly there are also other teams who haven't fired their coaches yet, which means they could be more successful. I don't know, honestly, Harbaugh well enough to know if he would want to take on, like, a huge project of a team, or maybe one that's closer. The only thing with Browns, I understand, like, it would be division and, you know, kind of stick it to the Ravens, but that organization is also a bit of a mess. They're, you know, got the Deshaun Watson stuff hanging over their heads. What, they had, like, I don't even remember how many quarterbacks on their payroll last year. So it just seems like there's a little bit more going on than just, like, the football stuff. And I wonder how willing John would be to take that on after how much off the field stuff he had to deal with here. And that's for a pretty well-run organization compared to the Browns.
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner. Gianna, last thing for you. You mentioned Lamar and the scarcity that he speaks with the media in the offseason. I mean, Steve Bisciotti's even more I don't know, absent in that regard. When should we expect to hear from him? Because me and Nolan are speculating. You know how this business works. You speculate, you're usually wrong. Does he talk about Harb's he getting whacked? Or do we hear from him after they hire the new coach, if we hear from him at all?
That's such a good question, because I've never heard from the Shoddy in the entire time I've been here. I've met him and heard from him off the record about non-football things, but have never heard him speak. So I don't even know what gets him to speak. I would like to think that we would hear from him at some point after firing a coach that's been here for 18 years. But I can't guarantee that. It's been a little bit difficult with planning with the Ravens lately. We got a few hours heads up for exit interviews. Usually there's a GM press conference by the end of the season, like at around the last week. And we haven't heard about that yet. So I can't really predict the ways of the Ravens. Yeah. I would love to. It'd make my life a lot easier. But I think, and to be fair, I think this has rocked the entire organization. So everyone, including planners, are probably scrambling a bit.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or maybe you wait till 4 days later, a road trip in Milwaukee, and meet with the select people in the dark. Wait, where'd that come from all of a sudden? Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner. Gianna, appreciate the time. Hey, good luck. Good job covering all of this as it happens, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, as always.
There's Gianna Hahn, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, coming up here in a matter of minutes. Baltimore kid did good in the NBA last night, including a game winner. And how about them Wizards? Terps tonight taking on Indiana game. You can hear on the Fan. Preview that a little bit. And then back to your phone call. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. Get in. John Harbaugh's out. Would you hire him if you're looking for a new head coach in the immediate? And at 63 years old, should John Harbaugh jump at the first offer? Or should he sit one out and then get back to it?
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.